This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting on shortages in U.S. supermarkets with meat processing plants closed after workers were getting sick from the virus. Now data's emerged that U.S. meat is still being shipped overseas, especially to China. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this.
That's right, David. China has been ramping up its purchases of American meat products because it's faced its own shortages due to swine flu disease. Also, it seems like ancient history at this point, but you'll remember in January, the Trump administration signed a deal to ease the trade war with China, and that included commitments from the Chinese to buy more American farm exports. And according to government data from the first quarter, analyzed by the Reuters news agency, China has been buying. Pork supplies are down about 40% since mid-March in the U.S., but pork shipments to China have quadrupled. About a third of all American pork has been exported so far this year.
Now, President Trump invoked the Defense Production Act last month to keep meat plants open to bolster the U.S. supply. So how does that square with what the data are showing now?
Right. If you look at the first quarter, January to March, the company Smithfield, which is owned by a Chinese firm, was the biggest exporter of American pork to China. Now it says it's retooling a plant to make stuff for the American market. Another major meat processor, JBS, says it's reducing exports as well to meet U.S. demand.
Nova, thank you for that.